Babakama Perktes Mishnahei. Hagozel es chavero shava pruta v'nishpalo. Person steals from his friend something that's worth a pruta, and he swears that he didn't steal from him, and now he wants to do tshuva. So the Torah says, v'heshiv es agzela asher gozal, that you have to return it. And the Torah says, l'asher hu lo yitnenu. You have to return it to the specific person that you stole. So the Mishnah says, yolichenu achrov afilu l'modai. You have to go after him, follow him, even if the guy's living in Modai, meaning a faraway place, it doesn't matter where he lives. And therefore, lo yitain lo livno v'lo l'shlucho, you can't give it to his son or his shliach. And Taisenta brings Rashi here, the reason you can't send it through a shliach, because we're afraid that if the shliach was not able to deliver it back to him, you wouldn't be off the hook. Avol nosin l'shliach beistin, but you could give it to a shliach beistin. This is the one exception, because of Takonos Hashavim, we wanted to encourage people to return these things, and if we made it too inaccessible for them to be able to return it, they wouldn't do it. So we at least allowed them to do a Shliach Beis Din. Now, how does a Shliach Beis Din function? The Rav's Mashma, that it functions similar to just a Beis Din, that it would save you from having to pay somebody to schlep it and bring it all the way to him. You just had to return it to a Beis Din. However, Taisus and the Rambam, they learned differently. It really means here a Shliach, and the shliach would actually bring it to him. Not only that, once you did this, it's a takanas chachamim that you don't have to wait until it gets to the nigzal's hands. As you give it to the shliach beis din, you now are mekayim the mitzvah, and you're off the hook. V'meis, and what happens if the nigzal dies? Yachser liyorshav. If he's no longer around, you would return it to his inheritors. And Taisenta points out that it appears that this is even coming to include even if the children, the Yarshim, are living in a faraway place like Modai. Or it's teaching us that there's no chilik between Karen, Chomish, and Oshan that you're chayv to pay to him while he's alive that we're going to get to soon. And this is Aliba de Taisvus.